Let's go, Giants!
Now, if you were in New York City yesterday, you heard that pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, I ran into those people on the subway on the 6th at 51st Street, 42nd Street.
You know why? There was a big parade. There was a ticker tape parade in Lower Manhattan to celebrate the Giants' victory over the Patriots in Sunday's Super Bowl. They flocked into subways, trains, and taxis. They came from New Jersey, from miles around. And they all came in the hopes of catching a glimpse of the team that brought them such a sweet, sweet victory. So BPP video producer Wynn Rosenfeld and I thought, this is a perfect opportunity for us to leave the office and wander down to Lower Manhattan and see if we could catch a glimpse of the team as they paraded down the so-called Canyon of Heroes. So we didn't get very close, you guys, but we did get to talk to a lot of Giants fans.
Can you tell me your name?
Gary LaMotta.
Where are you from?
Newark. Newark, New Jersey.
Yep. And what brought you down today, Gary?
Giants. It's one in a lifetime, man.
Are you supposed to be at work?
Yes, I am.
Where do you work?
I'm a longshoreman.
And did you just say, I'm bailing, I'm out of here?
I am not going in today. I'm going to Giants Stadium after this, and we're going to have a good time.
I have to ask you, a few months ago, where were you? Where was your fan heart at that point? Did you maintain hope that this would happen, or did you think...
I didn't think it was going to happen. I really didn't. Even in the playoffs, I didn't think it was going to happen. But it happens. And now I'm happy.
Why did it happen, do you think?
Why?
Yeah.
Eli Manning, our defense, we got everything. We're the Giants. That's what we are.
People were psyched. Even people who couldn't find the parade, they were just happy to all be hanging out together. We were on the corner of Duane Street, and we stopped and surveyed the crowd there. Wynn was there with me. It was a sea of blue.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Just pushing and shoving and police horses and people screaming.
Yeah, trying to find their way to the parade. We talked with 12-year-old Travis Vandershaver and his dad, who had come over from New Jersey to watch, and I asked them if they'd been surprised by the Giants Super Bowl win.
No. They were the sleepers all year. They couldn't get past Tampa Bay. They got by them. They didn't get past Dallas. They crushed them. Green Bay, they said, they didn't have a prayer. What happened? I mean, then there comes 18-0 with New England. See you later. Goodbye. 2 minutes and a prayer. That's all it was. Goodbye, Boston. Sorry. New York's in the house, and they're staying.
Now, these folks were pretty good-natured as they wandered around. Yeah. Nah. I knew it all along.
What happened?
Love him.
But everyone was really frustrated trying to find the parade. I mean, Wynn and I were having a hard time even figuring out what route we were supposed to be following. And police were telling people different things, we figured out.
There was some intentional misdirection.
And there were police barricades. And at one point, the police really brought out horses to kind of separate the crowds, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One almost stepped on my face.
Oh, no,
it was unbelievable.
And they had these dogs out. I mean, it was all kind of very intimidating. And there was some, although people were frustrated, overall people were pretty happy to just be hanging out like this guy we talked to.
My name is Frank.
Frank what?
Gude, G-U-D-E.
And where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
From New Jersey? And you came in just to see the parade today?
Absolutely. I'm a big Giants fan, so absolutely I came to see the parade.
And did you see any of it?
No, not at all. Only on TV. We sat down, had a couple of beers, only watched it on TV.
How close did you get? Were you
this
able to
is
see
it.
I saw you trying to capture a little bit of it with your cell phone.
Absolutely, yeah.
Has it been frustrating, or is it still
it
fun
is
to be
frustrating.
With the crowd?
But it's still, right now, it's the best part right now because everybody's still out here, so it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's nice.
Thank you very
much. You know, you see a lot of fans. It's good to see.
I mean, poor Frank had to watch the parade. He just bailed. He just went into a little bar on the street.
My home state representing.
Yeah, Jersey in the
Jersey
house.
Jersey in the
huh?
house.
There was a lot of Jersey in Lower Manhattan.
I'm exit 148 before you even ask.
So as Wynn and I were kind of trying to make our way through the crowds and the masses of Lower Manhattan, slogging our way, taking one for the team, if you will, another member of our BPP staff had a little more VIP experience,
civilized,
shall we say.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to hear your guys' experience there, because mine could not have been more different. I actually almost wanted it to be more rowdy where I was. I managed to score some of these tickets to the actual handing of the key to the city over the team presentation in front of City Hall with the mayor and Senator Chuck Schumer was there and Governor of New York, Eliot Spitzer. And it was a lot of pomp and circumstance, but there were chairs. People were being asked to sit down, and it was very civilized and polite. And So I was almost wishing that people were going to be up and jumping up and down and screaming a little bit more. But it was a lot of fun. And if you watch the video online of Eli Manning's speech, you can actually see me. That's how close we were. It was cool to see. I'm the guy in the Giants shirt.
Funny.
But you can pick me out because I'm the guy with a super hot lady next to me in the Giants sweatshirt. That's
your
my
lovely
wife,
JD.
Yes, and but we had a great time there. It was fun to see the players from so close up, and they had big Diamond Vision like TV monitors showing the parade. So while we were waiting for them to arrive, you could watch it on the screen.
Okay, well, we don't have any of that on our video, but Wynn and I did make a little video of our travails trying to see the Giants yesterday. So
you can't get that anywhere else. Video of Eli's speech is everywhere.
That's true.
Only we have video of Wynn almost getting crushed by a horse.
That's right.
If you want to see that, go to our website, npr.org/BryantPark. Thanks, guys.
All right.